Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and PowerTee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Wow, Thursday already, huh?
As far as rivalries go, where do the Ravens rank currently for Pat's rivalries?
They're it.
Well, there's got to be some real hate there, too. I feel like there's real hate.
Yeah, there's not the test.
There's hate for the Ravens. You got hate for the Chiefs already?
Kansas City's track. It's
Who's
a track meet.
Hate for the Chiefs. I mean, yeah.
Ooh, no. Chiefs Kingdom. Ooh.
Ooh.
Chiefs. Ooh, the kingdom.
Ooh. If Lamar Jackson comes in and gives him a game, it just takes us to the next level
because
a new quarterback comes in.
That means the new era of Ravens.
They reset.
Have started something with the Patriots. Mm. I mean, we have a game. What you got there?
A little burrito.
We have a game to be excited about this weekend. That's what we have on our hands.
Yeah.
Finally.
The preseason's over.
Sunday.
The preseason has come to an end.
Oh, really?
The season begins on Sunday night.
Preseason's done.
The season begins Sunday night for the Patriots.
It's only a good game, and then we got a bye week. Yay.
We'll go to Kevin in Attleboro. Kevin.
Hey, Zoe. I like what you're talking about with the using Jones as the mic, and I thought it'd be interesting if they came out in quarters coverage and brought Jones down into the middle of the box. They could play a cover three and show quarters. It just might be something to do against Jackson because I know that Belichick has trouble. He doesn't like pulling the trigger on the zero blitz against quarterbacks like Deshaun Watson. He's actually never called a zero blitz against Deshaun Watson. So it'll be interesting to see if he actually wants to go with something so aggressive against a mobile quarterback like that.
You messing with me now? Where are you getting all this football jargon from?
Madden.
Quarter coverage. Bring him down. Show him the... That's that robber and a bandit.
Xbox.
Yeah. Hit the R2 button on the outside with the flood route. We're going to high-low him on a double smash and the bow. Wipe it in.
For the record, that's the football guy making fun of your football terms.
Quarters coverage. Bring him down. I see what he's saying, though. If you roll it and then like you trick him into seeing he's going to go vertical, but then really you're in thirds. Oof. I like that. Maybe. Trying to out football me, huh? I think he's playing a game. Kevin.
Jay's in Connecticut. Hi, Jay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
So, basically, I thought the Patriots O-line looked terrible against the Browns. Granted, they have Garrett and everything. And at times, Brady didn't have any time to throw. How does the Ravens defense stack up against the Patriots O-line, and how will the offense look in general? Because it's always Lamar Jackson this for the Ravens. How is their defense? Thanks, guys.
How good's the Ravens defense?
It's okay.
What'd you see on tape this week when you went under the hood there?
One good guy in the front, one good guy in the back. They don't have the same type of cover guys they've had over the years. You remember back in the days when they had like the McAllisters and stuff, and they would allow Ed Reed to come down and kind of police things, and he would move around to where they could play man on the outside. I think they need to be more careful. I do. I think Sanu could be a big guy in this type of game plan. You know, to where, okay, where did the Patriots hit him in years past? Gronkowski, even who man up the seams? I think the Ravens could give up the seam routes on the inside. Not necessarily on the outside, but the inside seams. And this is where Sanu can come into play. It'll be a big double catch type game for Sanu. See what happens here. Feed this guy. That's what you went and got him for.
Walter in Fall River on the Ravens. Hi, Walt.
Double move. Any extra incentive going into tonight's Sunday's game? Could John Harbaugh?
Huh?
I think he's big in the.
I know what you're asking. I heard him. I know exactly what he said.
You know?
Is there any extra incentive going into this game, considering that Harbaugh started Deflategate?
I think we're past that.
Yeah, I don't know why. Because it's part of the story.
But I don't think you take your foot off the gas if you get up.
Ah, thank you.
I don't think you're going in from Brady, though.
It should be from both.
Both. This is a big Brady Belichick, let's hold hands going into this game.
That's like a Harbaugh Brady thing, not a Harbaugh Belichick thing. These guys started it.
They did. And that's part of the rivalry, too. And I will keep going back to this. How did they know? How did the Ravens know what was going on? How did they have any knowledge of what the Patriots were up to? Or not up to, according to all of you. What did they know? What did they, you know, I know the public story, what they claim.
Right.
What do they really know? What do they really know? And why didn't anyone take a look at them during all this?
Because maybe they were doing some of it too.
No kidding. Maybe they were doing some of it too. Oh, go learn the rule book? Gee, guys. Well, we know how this all goes because you do it and we do it too. But if you're going to tell us to learn the rule book, all bets are off. Yeah, learn the rule book. Stop. Tell us to learn the rule book. Hey, Colts. Yeah, hey, call the league. Tell them to show up next week.
Check the pressure on the balls. Yeah, we've been doing it too.
You want to give Brady an issue? Yeah, check his footballs. You know how we know? Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe we were doing it too. Who knows?
Guys got to study the rule book and, you know, figure it out. And we obviously knew what we were doing.
Ravens, Ravens skated in that whole thing.
Play it again.
No one ever looked into the Ravens.
Hey, those guys got to study the rule book and, you know, figure it out. And...
It's all in the background.
Yeah, moving on. AFC title game.
So cackling in the background.
They were so mad. That's the best thing, too, walking in post-game. Like the Raven, right in front of the Ravens locker room, and they're throwing things. Helmets are flying. Like, there's investment in this game for both sides. I'll never forget, too, when they beat you. And Suggs in the hallway. Hey, have fun at the Pro Bowl. Have fun at the Pro Bowl. Just whipped your ass. Yell them down the hallway as the Patriots are all walking in their locker room. Have fun. That sucked.
What they were doing was they would announce the eligible player, then Tom would take him to the line right away and snap the ball before we had a chance to even figure out who was lined up where. And that was the deception part of it. It was clearly deception. It's not something that anybody's ever done before. So, you know, the league will look at that type of thing, and I'm sure that they'll make some adjustments and things like
that.
They
did. They outlawed it. They had to make a new rule for that, too. Yep.
So what's the next wrinkle you get them on Monday night?
I don't know.
What's that next little cute little wrinkle?
Sunday
night.
Yeah.
That's going to be another fun thing, too. Sit around all day Sunday just to realize again how bad the rest of the league is, to watch everybody else implode. And you won't even play until 8:30, Sunday night? You still already won the day. And then you can compound it with a good ass whipping down here in Baltimore. That'd be a fun weekend. Let's go.
Josh in New Hampshire. Josh.
Hey, guys. First things first, I just want to say I miss you. I moved down to Tampa where football is non-existent, except for the XFL Vipers. Go Vipers!
Go Vipers!
Go Vipers! Are they in that world league that Bill's talking about this week?
Oh, my God. Oh, no, man. But I just undervalued how thoughtful and how smart you guys were with your football knowledge and everything like that.
Quarters.
But my question was, they've got some pretty good cornerbacks and secondary there. What's the separation going to be like, you know, with a banged up Julian and, you know, some undrafted rookies and Sanu in week two? How do you think that's going to fare out with that going against that defensive secondary?
How banged up is Edelman right now? Is he close to 100% now? Is he back to full health?
Remember he kept raising that left shoulder?
Yeah.
And just something wasn't right there?
Yeah, but we're talking about his feet, his
legs.
I think he looks good in space. I don't have a problem with where he's at right now physically as far as his ability to move around people. I mean, when have they really blown doors to where they're, okay, I'm 5 yards open. And you got to thread a needle here. That's what they do.
No, but he's done a great job of taking advantage of all these soft, wide-open spots and zone coverage.
Well, it's him.
The Patriots will just continue to exploit until the end of time.
They're not going to play zone on him, are they? The Ravens really going to come out and try and zone this team? Because it's going to be ugly. If they zone him, it's going to be ugly. It really is. At least come out, play some man. Try and blitz him. Go after Brady. Try and make this a game early. Blackout night. Don't forget. It's going to be scary down there. Like Brady might crap his pants on him. And he comes out like, holy crap, 20 years.
Why are they wearing black?
I've never seen everybody wearing black. It's intimidating.
You know what? I mean, go back to 2007. Remember the close game in 2007 in the regular season there? Rivalry games. A lot of rivalry games. 2007. I remember the Ravens game. I know that we all sort of think to the Giants game is the one that they almost lost because they trailed in that Giants game in the
Rex
final.
Rex ran a timeout.
But I look at that Ravens game as the one where it almost, that's the one that
they had him.
They could have lost.
They had him. Jabbar Gaffney.
Ravens had him beat, man.
Yep.
Almost had them beat. Almost had them beat. And that was late in the season. That was in December, too. It's a good one. Let's go to Elias.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Hey, guys, what's up? Hey, first off, great show. I'm a Cowboys fan, and listening to their radio station is god-awful, so I listen to you guys every day while I'm at work.
Thank you.
Great show, guys. Two things. Zoe, you looking forward to this game? Is calling this game is it different than the previous one since it's a preseason game?
Yeah, it gets you excited more as a broadcaster. Absolutely. A little intensity in this game.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Actually, to see how Tom Brady does. And also, do you, on the rest of the schedule, what's one team, if Mahomes is not 100%, will give you guys the most trouble down the line? Thanks, guys.
Okay. I think Eagles and Houston. I know he's a Cowboys fan. I just think you match up well against Dallas, and I think the stupidity from the coaching staff down there will kill them. Yeah, Houston's better coached. I think, obviously, the Eagles are better coached than the Cowboys.
Right now, the action update at the end of next segment at 12:30.
Big day. Big time here.
In celebration of Halloween, Monster Mash headlines the way next.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art top tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
Now, Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand,
sports show radio host
on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art top tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
Zulak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Justin Tucker for the win. Whoa, baby! Oh, just good! And the Patriots are saying no!
Oh, Wilford can't believe it. Wilford took his helmet off and went screaming right for the official. This one goes high over the upright.
Well, I'll tell you what, the uprights extend through the heavens. So if you kick it over the top of it, it's good. Oh! You can't make this stuff up. You can't.
I couldn't tell from my angle when the ball crossed the crossbar where it was. So I didn't know whether or not that play was going to be under review or whether it wasn't. So when the game was over, I went out and I was really looking for an explanation from the officials as to whether or not the play was under review. And I did try to get the official's attention as he was coming off the field to ask that, but I really wasn't able to do that.
Good walk, your sister.
Yeah, that kick was good. Sorry, but it was. Show us the tape.
I think it was wide.
Hashtag show us the tape.
I remember camera phone videos proved it was wide.
Where?
People had them in the end zones.
Where?
Jim, remember that?
Barstool had a video.
Yeah. Videos, it was like 1 foot outside. I said it was good. It's good.
No. Show us the tape. There was someone from the league. I think it was NFL Films or something. There was a camera underneath. Someone holding the camera, filming that field goal.
Going up.
That looked up. That pointed that camera up. Where's the tape of that? What happened to that tape? Where did that thing get burned? That tape never saw the light of day? Why? Why not? If the tape proved that the kick was wide, why wouldn't you put the tape up? Why wouldn't you get a hold of it and show everybody? No, look, the call was right. Oh, because it wasn't. Because it was a good kick. That's why. I can't believe you think that was a good, that was no good. And he goes, why?
Well, I mean, you never got a good look at it. And then you saw the bitching on the field. Then you saw Bill actually go after the ref.
Well,
right?
Sorry, we have this backwards. Right. He missed the kick. I'm saying it the backwards way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. Sorry.
Right.
You know what I mean. The kick was no good. It was ruled good. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, not even close.
Like, people, they were dumbfounded. Like, they stood on the field like, what are you talking about that's good? It's wide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's why we're arguing.
What the hell are you going?
I'm arguing the same point.
Like, what?
I'm sorry. I'm like, what? You think the other way? No. No, look at it. You're right. It's obvious.
I remember the end zone shots of people in the stands showing it, that freaking thing faded. It was outside.
I have the video. I just found it. I'm watching it again now. Let's watch this one more time. I don't know why I'm doing this to myself.
What? Because you get pissed off.
It's not even close.
That's a thank you.
Oh, this fan video from the stands.
You got hosed.
Oh, it's such a bad miss.
Let me say it again.
Ready? Hold on. I'll rewind it for you. There we go. Zoe watches the kick. Not even close. Miss. Justin Tucker misses.
It didn't even dance with potentially
the best
even.
Is on it.
You know what? Maybe it went over the top of that upright.
There's a Patriots fan here in the middle of all these Ravens
going nuts.
Who's like, what? What? What the hell was that? He's like, he knows right away. Like, what are you?
You got hosed.
Oh.
Yep. Never forget.
Jeez.
Don't forget. Just don't forget.
We might want those calls this week. Ooh. With Folk as the kicker.
I'm not saying
everything's good.
That was before they extended the uprights, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's why they voted to extend
part
the uprights,
the
right? But Bill bitched about that, yep.
Uh-huh.
Just make sure you make the kick. Don't Folk it up.
Wasn't there like talk that week of like putting like a laser thing on the top of the thing?
Yeah.
There's all sorts of stuff going on.
Yep. Absolutely.
Laser lights up from the uprights.
Yeah. Something. God. Well, that's just one more to throw in there.
Right. By the way, the laser idea, not bad. Because you could actually slow it down and see whether or not.
On replay if the laser hit the ball.
Yeah.
But it would only come into play, though, if the ball was passing over or near it, right? So it does you no good if it's close and it doesn't hit the laser.
If it hits the laser,
it would either go in front of it or behind it. You'd know if it was in front of it or behind it.
Would it bounce in or bounce out? Or?
If it's behind it, it's good. If it's in front of it, it's not good.
Assuming the laser is visible all the way up.
Did you understand what you said?
Yeah, well, that's the assumption, yeah.
Well, it's a freaking laser. So, yeah, I think it's going to be visible all the way up.
Well, maybe. If you use a laser pointer, Hardy, sometimes the entire stream of light isn't visible across the room. You only see it on the wall that you're pointing it at.
Well, you only need to see it when... But if anything passed in front of it, you would see it on that object. That's what I'm saying. You slow it down, yeah, and you see if a red dot ever appears on the ball.
If you're... Listen, I don't want to go down this avenue, but if you're shooting it straight up,
yeah,
and you have a camera angle that's from the side of the goalposts.
Shoot. Well, you need one straight up, too.
And it's passing before or after it, you may not see it. You may not see the light hit the ball, is what I'm saying.
A bigger laser.
You know what you need.
Like a big...
You know what you need.
A fat laser.
Sensor in the ball.
A big fat wide
laser. Right?
Roboref?
Actually, why couldn't you do that for goalposts in the NFL the way you do for tennis or for the strike zone in baseball?
It's just the kicking balls. It's not the quarterback.
Right. You don't even need to put a sensor in the ball. You just have to be able to have some sort of device that looks and tracks what passes in that area. That's all you would need. It's not that hard. Bring that technology to the game. Get rid of replay. Add more things like that. Don't let the humans decide these things. Just let some sort of robot, green light or red light, good or bad. Was it good or was it not good?
In or out.
Instant.
Hey, we get you have to toll things, right? Like zap.
That's it. Look at the monitors and have the humans sit there and figure it out. Just have a red light and a green light. If it's green, it was good. If it was red, it was no good. And we all live with it and we move on. We let the overlords figure it out, Hardy. That's what we do. That's all it is. We don't sit there and debate this.
I kind of like the idea, though, of a goalpost with the laser, like on for, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Just on the kicks. But during that time, you just see the clouds dissipating and angels dying. You know, any bird that gets within like 50 feet of it just kind of flutters to the ground.
Boeing 737 Maxes falling out of the sky.
BWI Airport may have a problem with that laser.
Satellites dropping out of orbit, but at least we know whether or not the field goal was good.
Right. Hey, you go to New York City during nighttime.
The important stuff.
They got the Freedom Tower. They got them lasers going
up.
That's good.
It's right. It's like 9/11, commemorating 9/11.
Keep going, right up.
The Luxor.
Luxor.
You can see that from space, they say.
You can see a lot of stuff from space.
For the pyramid, yep.
Well, I'll tell you what, the uprights extend through the heavens.
See?
Where the angels fly.
Even Al Michaels knows the uprights go right to the heavens.
I remember taking so many calls of people there at the
game. To the heavens!
He missed the kick.
How high do they go? Heaven!
Heaven only knows.
Right up to heaven.
30 seconds away.
Let's take a call first. Jaguar in the car.
Jaguar.
So I got a take for you guys, which I want to get your opinion on. Do you think that maybe Nick Caserio is the reason why the Patriots have not been getting many good draft picks back? Everything we've gotten back were all seventh rounders. We didn't do anything at the trade deadline. And also maybe he's saying a little some type of way because the fact that the Patriots didn't let him go to Houston.
Seventh rounders for what? What are you talking about?
As far as any positive trade back, any feedback to get back to the Patriots. Maybe he's still upset about the Patriots.
What have they traded away for seventh rounders? Am I missing something?
Bennett, a quarterback, a cornerback, I think to the Lions. We traded the tight end to the Seahawks. Everything we got back was all seventh rounders.
Yeah. Okay. Bennett's the one guy you could name, and they're lucky they could trade that guy.
Yeah, they had to get something back. You're just deactivating.
I don't think that has anything to do with it.
No.
Nope.
I don't understand how that would help Nick Caserio's resume. Like, why do we want him to come here and be the GM? Look, he only got seventh round.
No, because I also think Bill has final say on those things.
Right.
And final approval on all.
And it's not Nick going out and saying, "Yeah, well, we're going to pull the trigger on this." It's Bill calling Nick. Nick, get rid of this guy. Take whatever you can.
Are we ready?
Six or seven.
Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Let's roll.
You ready, Hardy?
Oh, all right.
Here we go.
Yeah, let's do it.
Happy Halloween. Yep.
Now, here's the 98.5 Sports Hub headline.
The garden was haunted late last night by a freakish ghoul from Greece, nearly 7 feet in height. The Celtics won by 11, but as good as that sounds, that monster from Milwaukee grabbed 14 rebounds.
The boards he crashed!
Yes, the boards were crashed.
The boards he crashed!
Giannis was earning his cash.
The boards he crashed!
By the way, Brooks Lopez, trash.
The boards he crashed!
Freakish boards he crashed. Whoa. All the vampires in Houston had to stay up late. Whoa. To watch their dying Astros succumb to their fate. Whoa. The Nationals won Game 7, 6-2. Whoa. And a man won a trophy for the balls he threw.
MVP stress!
Yes, that man was stressed.
MVP stress!
Strasburg, if you have to ask.
MVP stress!
His fastball? Not that fast.
MVP stress!
Congrats, Steven Stress. Whoa. Now this last bit of news will make your blood run colder. Whoa. The injury list says Brady, limited, shoulder. Whoa. But listen here, you spooky Ravens. Here's something scary. Whoa. Sunday night you might see...
And kill Harry.
Headlines are sponsored by Jake and Joe's. Get to Braintree on Sunday to meet Adam Jones. Win a Jameson Yeti cooler while you're watching the game. More headlines in 30 minutes. Hardy is my name.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
Boston, Boston, Boston's home for sports. Zolak and Bertrand on 95 The Sports Hub.
So who is it? Name him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Come on.
Steppenwolf.
No.
Damn it. I don't know. Seriously.
You want to hear? You want to hear something tragic, Beatle?
What?
Not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Is Warren's catalog extensive enough for that? Didn't we talk about this recently?
Yeah, Warren Zevon should be in.
That's Warren Zevon.
Period.
It's good.
I mean, I know the song. Not the words, but...
617-779-0985.
I always thought this was, too, that guy you always go to see.
Nice. Lawyers, Guns, and Money. I knew it
this
just
is a
from
better
the
song.
I knew
this
it was a better song. Zoe doesn't know this one.
Need to hear more.
Can't play too much.
Yeah.
I'd say no.
One of the greatest first lines. Went home with a waitress. No. Went home with a waitress. The way I always do. Why are you turning it down, John?
That was a swear coming up.
No.
She was with the Russians too.
Rock and roll.
This was a rejoin for a while.
I think it definitely was.
How come we didn't kill this one?
Hallelujah. Let's go back to your phones. We've got something coming up on the news this week about the NCAA. I think everyone's gotten that story very wrong this week. Very wrong. People are portraying that thing all wrong this week. So we'll get to that, though, coming up. Gary's in Plymouth. Gary, on the goalposts in the NFL.
Hi,
you got a plan for those, Gary?
Well, I just thought that as
the laser is a bad idea because it just we're trying to take out some of the human element for the mistakes that could be made. But if you go by the dot hitting the ball, what if the dot is on the most furthest side of the ball that looks like it was going to bounce in?
Right.
Because it hits the goalpost and goes in, hits the goalpost, goes out.
So what if so we... Yeah, you ever go to arts and crafts store? What if we get like that 10-foot?
Oh man, that thing was
a 10-foot long, 3-inch wide pole of foam, and just tape it to the top.
Look at that kick, man! Oh, that was not even close to being good.
Well, look at this.
How did anyone think that kick was good?
Dude, that thing was so wide, so wide. No. Not even close.
Not even close.
No. We're watching a replay. It's just.
It's not good.
That thing would have either katunk and went back into the field or it would have got knocked out to the sideline.
It's not good. The kick wasn't good.
There was zero chance this ball would have been deflected in between the posts. You know, like when a ball goes off the upright. Belichick was pissed.
Not good.
That guy wanted nothing.
If we could back up, we're looking at it in our studio. See underneath the goalpost?
Yes.
Pause. Zoom in on that again. This is like going back in time.
Underneath.
So you think the guy in the white, yellow vest?
There's guys under the goalpost that have cameras.
Yeah.
He's too far inside, though.
If we could do some more detective work here. If there's like a way to zoom in on that area to see which guys go up with their cameras as this kick goes up.
All right.
Yeah. Josh, what? Josh Fowler. Yes. Yes, Josh.
Love it.
Yes. We got the guy with the yellow vest. That's directly under it. And then there's the guy with the brown vest. And they both have cameras.
There's Patriots
employee
right there.
And they are both under the post where the ball goes. And one of these two guys, I believe, films the entire kick as it goes up.
The guy to the right that we're looking at is just a photographer. Look at the trajectory of the ball. It's just like...
It's the guy in the brown vest.
Yeah.
How can you tell? Because if you watch it, it's... I couldn't remember which one it was. Because if we zoom out and watch it, you'll see it. If you watch it at full speed, you'll see him motion up with his camera.
Okay.
Full speed. It looks blurry as hell right now as we watch it. But that guy has a tape. There's a tape in there.
Yeah, neither one is at a proper angle to where, oh, boy, is that wide.
I don't know. He's still down. Somebody angles up with their camera.
You say it's clearly out. You can't tell where it crosses over.
Do you think it even hit the net? Seriously, did that even hit the net?
It did hit the net because in the fan video, it doesn't look like the guy in the yellow angles up either. It does hit the net.
But you can't. But you can't.
What's Belichick saying?
You can't tell where it crosses.
No, you can't definitively. I know that. Yeah. That's why I want the tape.
Look, Vince knows it's wide. Vince is in the end zone.
And he immediately.
Like, for all we know, it's over that bottom bar, you know.
Can't believe we're redoing this again. Can't believe we're doing this.
We never did this with the Colts.
No.
Well, never did this with Kansas City.
Well, as Hardy says, don't.
Beetle, you spent a lot of time back there. You were like the Felger and Maz investigative team back then.
So I remember there being a guy who was under that thing who taped it. I'm like, this guy has a tape. This guy has a show us the tape.
Where's the tape?
Who has the tape? Look at the guy in the green vest. He's throwing his hands up, celebrating.
Well, neither one of them are pointed up at that moment. They're back down out of the ref by then.
They're not.
Jeez.
Wilfork ripped his helmet off. He was pissed.
I think we went back and got the coach's tape to see what those guys did. Is coach's tape available years later in the system? I don't think it is. I feel like they take those out. Check and see if the coach's tape, the All-22, is available with that play. I remember us pulling the All-22 of that play, trying to see what it looked like from up top.
Here's my question. After the referee indicates that it's good, watch the guy in the yellow vest. He's signaling good, too.
Yeah, he's celebrating.
He's rooting for it.
He's celebrating the play. It's
supposed to be neutral.
Well,
could be a rented camera guy from down there.
Who knows? He's definitely a Baltimore fan.
Yep.
Anthony in Medford. Anthony.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
This week we're going to have a game here. There's no Ted Walsh and a Vince Wilfork. If Danny Shelton lost a little weight, he got better as a pass rusher, but he got worse against the run. I think they're going to miss Ben a little. We know he can rush the pass, but he's also good against the run. You got to worry about Jackson and Ingram they got. So if they get ahead and run the ball, we could actually have a game this week, no?
I mean, what makes you think they're going to miss Bennett where the plays have gone drastically downward for him to where he was only getting 11 junk reps?
Well, if they played him just a little, he wouldn't have complained. He had, what, 2.5 sacks, 4 quarterback hits. He only had like 30 snaps. So.
Yeah, but what makes you think he's going to help in the run game?
He doesn't even wear shoulder pads.
He's underrated. Why? He wasn't good against the run?
No, he was overcommitting. He was shooting the wrong guy. He's all over the place. Phil Perry covered that in depth.
Why did they get him, though? Belichick's main thing was putting the plays in the best position to win. Why did they trade for him? They knew what he played, how he played.
Because he always played really good against them, and he jumps out on film, and they thought he could coach him up.
I don't think that he would have helped against the run. I mean,
he was a pass specialist.
Yeah.
Pass first specialist.
Let's get to more on this game as we go throughout both today and tomorrow. We'll be talking about this Ravens matchup. Continue with your calls on that. I do want to touch on this NCAA story.
Make money, money.
Everyone thinks everyone's going to make money in the NCAA. Yeah, I'm not sure how that's going to look. We'll get to that story that's been circulating this week because I'm not sure everyone who's been talking about this story or who has heard this story has even read what the NCAA put out. I don't think the NCAA wants to allow athletes to make anything. Now we'll get to that coming up next.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
The NCAA. You've seen the headlines this week. You had to have seen the headlines by now, or you've been living under a rock. Athletes will now make money on their likeness. NCAA will give them their name and image and likeness, and they'll be making money. They're all going to get paid now. Oh, it's going to be a free-for-all. You've seen these stories, opinions out there. Oh, the boosters at all the big schools.
LeBron coming.
They're going to be signing these kids to big personal services contracts, and they'll be endorsing the local car dealerships and the oil companies down in Texas at schools like SMU are going to be paying these kids all kinds of cash.
Eric Dickerson.
And the NCAA is on board. Yeah, not so fast. The NCAA didn't say that. Read what they said. These cowards at the NCAA. These guys suck. Always have, always will. In fact, it's been time for a while now for a major, major overhaul of college sports altogether. Scrap the whole damn thing. The whole system blows. So here's what their release says. It says, the Board of Governors action directs each of the NCAA's three divisions to immediately consider updates to relevant bylaws and policies for the 21st century, said Michael Drake, chair of the board and president of The Ohio State University. Okay, that is vague and meaningless.
No kidding.
Let's update things for the 21st century.
As we journey forward into this 21st century.
But here's the lead. In the association's continuing efforts to support college athletics,
right,
or college athletes, it says, the NCAA's top governing board voted unanimously to permit students participating in athletics the opportunity to benefit from the use of their name, image, and likeness in a manner consistent with the collegiate model.
What does that mean?
Does not say they will be allowed to be compensated. It says they will be allowed to benefit. Benefit how? Financially? It doesn't say that.
What is the collegiate model?
It says
your education.
Benefit within the collegiate model. How exactly
Do you expect them to
The collegiate
benefit
model,
in the current collegiate model?
Because the collegiate model doesn't allow them to earn any money.
Thank you. And I don't know how everybody has missed this. In fact, the only time the word compensation is mentioned in this release is in the bullet points. It says specifically the board said modernization should occur within the following principles and guidelines. And the fifth bullet point down says this. Actually, this is the fourth and fifth bullet points. I'll read them both. Make clear the distinction between collegiate and professional opportunities. Yeah. And make clear that compensation for athletic performance or participation is impermissible. They are reiterating that compensation as an athlete is impermissible. They are reiterating that there needs to be a distinction between being a collegiate athlete and being a professional. And they are not saying the words compensation as it relates to name, image, and likeness, as they call them, opportunities. And they are saying that you may benefit within the collegiate model. What the hell does that mean?
Nobody knows what that means.
That's vague nothingness. They put out this statement without any concrete examples of what this is.
Right.
And I think everyone is saying, oh, they approved it. No, they didn't. No, they did not. Do not give these guys credit for something they didn't do. Because they could say, no, we didn't say that they were going to.
Throw a percentage on it. Say athletes are entitled to 25% of the likeness that anybody makes off them marketing or putting their image or likeness out there.
And I agree with you. They didn't spell it out. No, but what other benefit could be there?
Oh, it could be something as simple as, well, what we're going to have happen is
you're going to be more popular if you're on a billboard.
You're going to be able to be a part of a marketing agreement that the school signs for the entire team. And then as part of that, you'll get a stipend for books or, you know, something. It's not necessarily, hey, you are star athlete. You are, let's say, last year, Zion Williamson was the most famous college basketball player last year. Wasn't even close.
He could have made
$1 million.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Right? On a shoe deal.
He's the only reason.
Anything.
Last March alone, he could have made $1 million.
Yeah. Right. So what if they went to Zion Williamson a year ago and said, no, Zion, that's not permitted as a collegiate athlete. But what's permitted is we're going to say that if you'd like to be a part of the team marketing agreement or the school's marketing agreement with Nike, you can benefit by...
You can get extra shoes. Not just the ones that you wear when you're playing basketball.
Like
you
the ones I blew out and almost blew my knee out.
You can, you know. Oh, it's just, yeah. they could get around this in a number of ways that, I'm sorry, they didn't agree to what people are saying that they agreed to. Now, there are state laws and state bills that are going through the legal process that may blow this thing wide open, and the NCAA might be screwed no matter what. But I just don't think that everyone should jump to the conclusion that the NCAA is like, yeah, we're on board with these kids getting paid now. I just don't think that's what's going on. The legislatures across the country are already trying to pave that road for these athletes. And in fact, the NCAA is like starting to cave, I guess, a little bit, or make it appear that they're caving. But nowhere in that release does it say they will receive compensation.
Oh, I saw
the benefits could be related to educational expenses, or it could be related to things that have nothing to do with getting payment in the form of money.
Which one politician has already said, well, then that should be taxable. If what they're getting is compensation, like all other forms of compensation or earnings, then they should be taxed on that. It's not the windfall of good news for college athletes like we thought it was. Has the NCAA said anything after it was reported by multiple outlets who just took this to mean, yep, now they can get paid? Has the NCAA come out and said, oh, no, they can't get paid? Or have they said anything beyond anything to clarify, to correct anyone?
No. Nope. That's how the NCAA rolls.
Are they allowed to have jobs still? Are they allowed to work now? Like, if guys are on scholarship, couldn't work. Are they allowed to work?
Well, there's actually some other vague things in here that I'll tell you about that might mean that. It might not mean that. I'll tell you what it is. We'll continue this on the other side. Also, Mitt Romney has weighed in.
That's always good.
Yeah, you should hear Mitt Romney on this from yesterday. We'll do all that coming up in 90 seconds.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art top tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't happen. Have an off season.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
This was in a movie you've seen, so. The band was performing it at a party.
What burger?
Oh. 1985.
Freddy Krueger?
It was in a transformed dorm room.
Son-in-law.
Blew out multiple walls and multiple dorm rooms at a big party in the dorm. This band performed.
Oingo Boingo.
Yes, what movie? Back to School.
Was it?
This is the party.
That's right.
This is it.
I hated that school. I hated that movie because of the kid. Like, you love Rodney Dangerfield, but you couldn't stand his just little squirmy kid.
It'd be a dive team.
You probably like Chaz. You probably like the captain
yes.
of the dive.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Couldn't stand his kid, though. Oh, talk about miscast. He was the original Ben Stiller. Original dweeb.
Okay. Okay.
this is a Halloween song?
Well, then.
Dead Man's Party, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Ooh. Very good, then.
What did Mitt Romney say?
We'll get to that. I just want to tell you what the bullet points were. You asked about jobs.
Yeah.
Here were all the bullet points.
So
number one was this.
So if I'm under a scholarship.
Assure student athletes are treated similarly to non-athlete students. It doesn't say anything. Assure student athletes are treated similarly to non-athlete students unless a compelling reason exists to differentiate.
You know what? All you kids can use a library.
That's a lot of words.
That? Yeah.
That could mean anything.
You know what? You're allowed to
treat athletes
library.
Like non-athletes, unless you got a good reason not to.
Don't they get treated better?
Yeah, yes. They get treated yes. better.
Yes.
You what is this?
You eat.
Bring them down a notch. Bring them down a notch.
Bring them down. Don't bring them down a notch. More of the other stuff.
Less training.
More training table. More not having to see nerds when you sit there and eat. Sit there and tap your computers. Sit there and eat.
Travel by bus once in a while.
It also says maintain the priorities of education and the collegiate experience to provide opportunities for student-athlete success.
Line skippage at the bars.
Ensure rules are transparent, focused, and enforceable.
I didn't see the rule there. I looked right through it. It was transparent.
And facilitate fair and balanced competition.
What the hell is this?
Make clear the distinction between collegiate and professional opportunities. Make clear that compensation for athletic performance or participation is impermissible. Reaffirm that student athletes are students first and not employees. Enhance principles of diversity, inclusion, and gender equity. I don't know what that has to do with getting paid. And protect the recruiting.
Why do you even have to write that in?
Protect the recruiting environment and prohibit inducements to select, remain at, or transfer to a specific institution. Well, if you're able to get a deal, marketing deal, that has nothing to do with your university outside of the university that happens to be in a different market, too friggin' bad, collegiate institution. You don't own these players. You don't own the kids. You don't own them.
You don't own
them. this is the problem that these schools are now going to have. Because the rest of the world has had enough of their bull crap. With your non-guaranteed scholarships, kids get hurt and you kick them off scholarship and you say kick them to the curb the way you've been doing for decades. Guess what? It's coming home to roost. Yeah. All that's coming back to haunt you now. Mm. Yeah, because everyone wants to make it out to be, oh, you know, these kids have it so great. And all of a sudden, yeah, well, they don't. You know, hasn't been so perfect for some of them.
I agree.
So now all of a sudden, well, now the tables are going to turn a little bit. Too friggin' bad. Mitt Romney's got something, though. He's worried about it, Zoe. He's worried.
Oh, Mr. Olympics. He's
worried about kids driving Ferraris. Mm. He's worried about that.
Oh, is he?
Here he is.
Maybe his kid shouldn't drive any. Go ahead.
Yeah, clearly, the devil is going to be in the details here, but did you see this
Blandino?
Stop. You know who that is. You should know who that is. You recognize the voice?
Give it again.
Yeah, clearly, the devil is going to be in the details here, but did you see this decision from the NCAA as a delaying action, or is it actually an embrace
Stelino?
Of a new...
Jeremy
Don't
Schaap.
Check deceive you?
Jeremy Schaap.
Oh, is that Jeremy?
It is.
That was Tim McCone.
Not even that. I'd be like... That'd be Tim McCone. Jeremy Schaap. That's Jeremy Schaap.
Yeah, yep. Of course.
Okay. Yep, sports cars. Right. Yep.
Yeah, clearly, the devil is going to be in the details here, but did you see this decision from the NCAA as a delaying action, or is it actually an embrace of a new model?
Well, I think given the California legislation and the fact that the Board of Governors is saying, yeah, okay, we're open to this idea, that suggests that there's actually going to be some movement here. And if not, why, I think Congress will act to make some movement, because I think we recognize it's just not fair to have these athletes giving the kind of time they give to their sport and not receiving any kind of compensation or remuneration, particularly at a time when they come from very, very poor families in many cases.
Job
but
man.
Look, what you can't have is a couple athletes on campus driving around in Ferraris
Everybody
else is, you know, basically having a hard time making ends meet.
Oh.
And you can't have a setting where some schools that are in major markets or have big sport followings, some schools are like the honeypot, and everybody, all the great athletes, all want to go to those handful of schools. Then you kill collegiate sports.
So shut up.
There needs to be some adjustment to the whole name, image, and likeness approach to make sure that we don't create those problems.
What do you want? Just universal flatness across the board. Do away with the SEC. You know who doesn't drive the vet and the Corvette and the Ferrari's mitt? The third team tight end. You know who gets to drive him? Quarterback and puts 4,000 on the board every year.
Can I tell you something, Mitt?
Not
every college athlete is some poor kid.
Right. Josh Rosen.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. Compared to Mitt, they are.
Everybody's poor. That must be it. Oh, many time coming from poor families. Well, no, there are some. No, absolutely. There are athletes.
Mother and father only manage to bring home $250,000 a year.
I understand that. There are athletes that do come from poor backgrounds. I get it.
Right.
That don't grow up with, you know, financial advantages that Mitt has or his kids have all had.
You know what, son? When we go up to Lake Winnipesaukee, you're going to stay back and work and have a pickup truck.
First of all, if one of those poor kids ends up with a Ferrari, good for him. Awesome. Great.
Good,
you got a poor kid who's now got the advantage of having a Ferrari? Then attaboy.
Go back and watch a 30 for 30.
I thought that's what people like Mitt were all about. You know?
Pony Express, SMU.
You know, making your own way in this world, Mitt. What is that? Now you got to hold him back? You got to, what? No, that's not good. Got to hold him down. Got to hold him down because we don't want honeypots here. We don't want anyone getting too rich here in this college game. We don't want any schools getting too big.
Everybody be 5-5.
No.
Far be it for me to say that anybody has circumvented the rules in the past, but do star players on college teams ever drive nice cars while the rest of the team doesn't? I mean, I remember seeing a Nissan Pathfinder rolling through campus. It was the coolest car I'd ever seen in my life. And somebody's, who the hell is driving that thing? Oh, that's Percy Snow. Oh, how does Percy Snow manage to afford a Nissan Pathfinder when he's so busy with his studies and playing football?
Save piggy bank.
Just all those lawns he would cut over the summer, I guess.
You betcha. He cooks and cleans and he...
God.
Should have seen the cars the URI kids were driving when Jim Herrick was there.
Oh, really? What do you think, Lamar Odom? Do you think of Lamar Odom?
I don't know what Lamar Odom was driving.
The bus?
Luther Clay wasn't even a great player, and he was driving a brand new Ford Explorer at the time.
Luther Clay.
No, we can't have schools get too good here.
Yeah.
That would be a problem.
What do you think Nick Saban's thought of Mitt's comments?
We can't let anyone get too good. We need to make sure that we, you know, scale things down here. Make sure we...
Honeypot.
No honeypots. Can't make any one school too attractive. That'd be a problem. What's he worried about? Where'd he go? Stanford? Went to Stanford for a time. BYU as well. What's he worried about? His schools? His alma maters or something? Not getting to the top of the heap?
Yeah, getting beat every year.
What is that?
This great thing by the NCAA, too, is if this thing goes through and they're able to get paid for their likeness, the school's not paying anything. It's companies paying stuff.
The NCAA's
not paying anything.
No kidding. And all the biggest schools are still going to be the ones that have all the money anyway.
Because
all
boosters.
Their boosters. They have the biggest boosters.
But the schools are afraid of
their power structure will still remain in place.
They get all their money from the shoe companies and all the deals and all this stuff. And there's a finite amount that these companies can spend. If there's a way for those companies to not have to pay the school, I can just pay the athletes directly. School doesn't get as much money, so the schools don't want this either. Even if it does make the athletes happier, wait a second. All this money that we get because we have this football team, we have these star players, is now going to go directly to the players?
Give them some rights to do something or to pick some or what they want to wear. Look at Zion; almost blows his knee out because you're wearing a shoe that the school forces you to wear. That Nike shoe. It was Zion that blew that whose foot went right through the side of Nike, right? Almost missed a month.
He's heavy though. For his heart.
Corporate Raider millionaire.
You know what? Maybe I want to wear Adidas.
Fearful that poor kids will have Ferrari. There's the headline from Mitt Romney.
He said they won't get the Ferrari. The other kid will. He'll just have a Subaru or something.
We'll get to your calls on this and everything else from the day.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art top tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off-season.